The financially troubled Opportunities Industrialization Center of Greater Milwaukee is going out of business by the end of the month, so the State Department of Workforce Development has terminated OIC's W-2 contract. The state will take over the program for 2 weeks before sending roughly 1,600 clients who receive cash benefits, job training, and food stamps to two other Milwaukee agencies, Maximus and UMOS. Many OIC clients just got the word this morning. Renee Sykes says it'll be a hassle for some people to get to offices in another part of the city.
Because some of the Maximus buildings are out of, you know, the area you live in, and some people are no transportation.
The Interfaith Conference of Greater Milwaukee notes that OIC is not the first local W-2 agency to shut down or drop out of the Welfare to Work program. Conference Executive Director Marcus White says a sudden closing can be disruptive for W-2 clients.
Well, there's a lot of personnel changes. There are philosophical changes about how the program is run. There are even changes in expectations, depending on which agency might be running a given region, and that can be confusing.
White says he's glad the state has chosen two experienced agencies to pick up the OIC caseload. Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says her agency has put together the best transition plan it could. She says just like when OIC downsized 2 months ago.
We again will make sure if there are transportation needs, communication needs, so people know where to go, that all the steps will be taken to have a very smooth and orderly transition and meet the needs of the participants.
Gassman also promises the state will try to make sure clients are not unfairly sanctioned as they switch to the other W-2 agencies. She says she's asked the Attorney General's office to take legal action to make sure OIC returns about $2 million to the state. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.